So the Gemara is now bringing Rayas to either one of the Tzadim, the opinions of Rav and Levi, whether a woman, when she transitions from Yemei Tumah to Yemei Tahara, is that from the same Mayan, from the same source, and it's just the Gzeres HaKosov, that the dam that she sees during Yemei Tahara are Tahar, and during Yemei Tumah are Tameh, or, as Levi maintains, that it's really two Mayanos. And because it's two Mayanos, so we say that there's actually a physical, biological difference in the dam, with its accompanying nafkaminas, as we saw some of those yesterday. So the Gemara now brings a right. Toshima, three lines from the bottom. The Pasuk says, Kimeni das devoisah titma. So the words devoisah titma are extra, because, as Rashi explains, the Pasuk really could have just said, V'tama az ayin yamin. When the Torah is describing the tama v'nida, why did it have to add the words devoisah titma? I think the word devoisah literally means like her... Lashon of like lichloch of
infirmity.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So those words are extra. So we darshan the Chazal darshan from those extra words. The Rabbos is boyalo. From the Vaisati Tma, we darshan that the boyal, the one who lives with a nida, has relations with a nida, he becomes an avatum as well.
From the word.
So the Chazanish explains that there's three halachas that we're going to derive over here from these extra words. The Chazanish explains that the first two we learn from the words titma. From the word titma, which is extra, we derive that in the manner of or the oifen in which tuma is transmitted. So it includes not only the woman, but also, as we just said, the husband, l'rabos is bayala. And the second drasha also we learn from the word titma, devoisa titma, l'rabos halelois. Because the pasuk says kimeni das devoisa titma, so kimei implies only during the daytime there's a tuma. So we have a riboy which teaches us that even during the night as well. So both of those ribuyim are derived from the word titma, the Chazanish says, because titma is implying either to whom the tumah is transmitted or when the tumah is transmitted. The next ribuy, what's that? No, not only night, but we're saying also night, because the pasuk says kimei, during the day. So from the wording of the pasuk, I would have said the tumah only applies during night. The question is, why would I have such a havamina, that tumah is only during the day, not during the night? I think the Chavetz Chaim makes his drasha. So the Chavetz Chaim has a beer on the Torah's Kayanim. It's one of the less well-known Sfarim of the Chavetz Chaim, but it's a beautiful, beautiful sefer, where he explains the Torah's Kayanim in like such beautiful, easy-to-understand language, even for somebody like myself, which is why I appreciate it. And I think he explains over there what, I have to look it up, but I didn't see it inside, but I saw it brought down, the Havamina. Why would I think only daytime and not during nighttime, but... That's the drasha of Chazal, that the night as well. So there's a ribuy that the tum applies. So the rabbis hayoledas titma, and the midrash from titma, the rabbis hayoledas bezoiv. So here's where the Chazanish says a little bit of a chiddush in the pshat of the Gemara, that the third halacha that we're deriving over here, which is that a woman who has laid gives birth during her yemei ziva. So we darshan shetzricha sheteishiv shiva yomim nekiim. It's not merely enough for her to conclude the days of tuma and go into the days of tahara for the blood to be tar, but she has to actually sit zayin nekiim. So that the Chazanish says we darshan from the word devoisa. That the word devoisa implies that there's a certain dargo or level of infirmity, as you said. Which applies to an addition more than the standard case, which would be a case of giving birth during a meziva, and that she needs a little more to become dar, at least for dam to be tar. Because normally we say, at least according to Beishamai, we say that it's simply enough to go into Yemei Tahara. Once the Yemei Tumah conclude and Yemei Tahara begin, so the dam is tar. What? I'm sorry?
She is a zava.
Right, but the question is, but I would think, okay, but the Torah made there's a Gzeres HaKosov that whatever tumah woman has, if she goes into Yemei Tahara, so it's a Gzeres HaKosov across the board that she's tar, no matter what. She was a nida, and the Torah says that if she's in Yemei Tahara, she's tar, right? So, and according to Bishamim, that means even without a mikvah. So over here also, I would say it's a Chiddush HaKosov, it's a Gzeres HaKosov that the Yemei Ziva, okay, she was a Zava, but right now she has Yemei Tahara. That's what I would have thought.
It's only 7 days.
Seven clean days, right. Before Tahara, before the blood that she sees is considered Tahara. Again, we're not discussing the Tahara of the woman. We're talking about the Tahara of the blood. So I would say, like, Zeres HaKosov is that I would have thought that if the Torah says that during Yemei Tahara, whatever dam she sees is tar, what do I care what her status was before? Just like if she was a Nida beforehand, the Torah says that during Yemei Tahara, the dam is tar. So I said, so what then if she was a Zava? That I would think that she'd be tar. That's why I have a Gerus HaKosov, which teaches us that Ziva is different than Nida, even as far as Yemei Tahara are concerned.
She did not get the Yoledes exemption.
Exactly, right. That's the Chiddush HaKosov over here. Says the Gemara. So now the Gemara makes its point. So according to Rav, I understand. It's Mayon Echad. So it makes sense. It requires Shiva Nekiyim because ultimately the blood is coming from the same Mayon, the same source as when she was Tameh. So it makes sense. It's Mesaver that she needs to do something more to be Metara herself. You can't just say, oh, it's Metara now. It's fundamentally still Tameh blood when she had to lead the Beziva. But on top of Lamed Vav, Elul Levi, the Amar Shnei Mayonosim. But according to Levi, who says that the dam of Yemei Tahara and dam of Yemei Tumah are coming from two fundamentally different places, Lomali Shiva b'Mashu Husaga. So why do I need 7 days Shiva Nekiyim? All that should be required from her is merely to be masik from the flow of Yemei Tumah to prove that now she has a new flow of Yemei Tahara, and that should suffice. That should suffice. Why do I need 7 clean days? All we need to do is just prove that she's not holding by the Mayan Tomei anymore. She now has begun seeing down from the Mayan Tahar. And to do that, all she would need is a Hefsek B'mashahu. Just to prove that the original flow from the Mayan Tomei stopped, and now it's a new flow of Mayan Tahar. So the Gemara answers, Hochik Amar, you're right. So the Gemara now tweaks the Lashon of the Braisa to fit with Levi's opinion. Hochik Amar, this is what it's saying. Tzvicha She'tifsek Mashahu. She needs to be Masik, at least a Mashahu. To cease from the flow of the Mayan Tomei to prove that she now sings from a Mayan Tar, Shiyalula l'shiva nekiyim, and that would count for her like Shiva Nekiyim.
Any little thing counts like
so we're saying according to Levi, any little thing counts like Shiva Nekiyim. In other words, Levi agrees. A regular woman, a regular tkufa of her cycle, so she's a Zava, she needs to sit Zayin Nekiyim. The Braisa here is saying that when it comes to transitioning from Yemei Tumah to Yemei Tahara after being a Yoledes, a Hefsek Mashahu suffices or is equivalent to Shiva Nekiyim. Why? Because it does the same thing. It proves that now she's seeing from a Mayan Tar, not from a Mayan Tomei. All we have to do is just break the cycle from the Mayan Tomei and go into Mayan Tar. How do I see it in the Pasuk?
Where does
No, he still sees in the Pasuk a Chiddush that a Zava needs something extra to enable her to be considered Tar, a Mayan Tar. Are you saying, so why is it different than a Nida, you mean?
Right.
Why is it different than a Nida? That's a good question. Why is it? Right, well, that's true in all situations, that she needs a Hefsek. Even if she was Yoledes to be made Nida, she needs a Hefsek from Mayan Tomei.
So maybe it's a Kiddush that now she, like I said earlier, she gets that exemption now because she made that exemption. Because including a Zava. Not only does Anita get the Tahara, even the Zava gets the Tahara.
No,
it's a good question. Unless you say the chiddush is that she needs to wait 7 days for a tefillah. We'll see Rashi. All Levi's saying now is that she can see throughout the 7 days. She doesn't need 7 clean days, but she still needs 7 days. She still needs 7 days. So maybe that's the additional chiddush of
She can't go to the mikvah.
Right. She has to wait 7 days to go to the mikvah. Even if she's seeing all 7 days. So maybe that's the additional chiddush. What?
During let's say a boy.
Yeah.
She has 7 days of tumah.
Yeah.
Then what happens, according to Levi?
So
she has a break.
Tifsek Mashu, and she has to wait 7 days before going to the mikvah. Even if she sees 7 days, yeah.
Even though it's the new mind.
Yes, exactly right. She still needs to wait 7 days. That's a chiddush that Lachar would be.
The blood that comes during those 7 days of.
Star. Star blood, yeah. Yeah.
This seems to say it counts like the 7 days. You don't need 7 days.
And it means it counts like 7 clean days. And it's equivalent to 7 clean days.
Yeah, so then now she doesn't have to wait?
No, because normally the purpose of 7 clean days is to serve as like a break between her original Dam Tameh and now Dam Tar. So the Gemara is saying that according to Levi, you don't need actually 7 clean days. You just need one clean moment. And that's the equivalent of 7 clean days in terms of proving that she's seeing from a new Maya now. But not that she doesn't need to wait 7 days. She has to wait 7 days. But the requirement of seven clean days... No, the requirement of seven clean days, we're saying, the requirement of clean days, that is being substituted by tiflik b'mashehu. But she still has to wait 7 days before going to the mikvah.
We're talking about tamid and tahor, right?
Yeah.
So where do you... Just straighten out.
What do you mean?
After the seven, the pasuk says that after seven, then you get
She's tahor, right.
It's tahor right. So I'll see. Maybe I'm missing it. Where do you see 7 days more?
I mean, the Torah says that a zava normally has to wait 7 days, seven clean days. The question is after, but that's during a regular cycle. But let's say after she has a baby. So do you say that since there's a special chiddush of the pasuk that when she starts yimei tahara, so she's tahara no matter what? So I say so that would absolve her of seven clean days. So that's what should come out according to Levi. Since there's a chiddush akra that by mayan tahara, so she's tahara right away. So why would I need seven clean days? So the Gemara says, you're right, you don't need seven clean days in that specific scenario of a Yoledes Bezeva. Normally a Zava needs seven clean days. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. But a Yoledes Bezeva, so then she doesn't need seven clean days, she just needs one clean moment to be machzik herself a sin from a Mayan Tar, and then she just counts 7 days. Regular 7 days. You have to wait 7 days. But those 7 days, she could be seeing Dam throughout, as long as it's Dam Tar.
She does a little bit, yes.
Okay. Let's see.
What's the other opinion?
Rav's opinion is that since it's Mayon Echad, so she has to actually count seven clean days. The fact that she had a birth, that she transitioned into the Yemei Tahara, does not mean anything to us unless she counts seven clean days. Because according
after
to...
Not additional 7 days.
Just 7 days. Now, she has a baby. She has to, after... Oh, you're saying after the Yemei Toma? Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. So there's a question whether those 7 days can be counted during the Yemei Toma, or they have to be counted only after the first 7 days are over. Well, you're right, but there's Yemei Toma, and there's a requirement of counting 7 days, or according to Rav, seven clean days, until then the Yemei Tahara can take effect. Do those seven clean days have to happen during Yemei Tahara, only after the first 7 days are over, or can they happen even during Yemei Toma? That we'll see. There's a machlokes something more about.
She was a zav, she gave birth. And she did a bdika after 7 days after giving birth.
So according to Rav, you're talking about the requirement she needs seven clean days?
Yeah.
So she needs to do a bdika every day then?
Every day.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just see some Rashis over here. The Vaisati Tma, so Rashi, the second line from the bottom. The Vaisati Tma, Kro Yaseiruhu, it's an extra pasuk, the Havalila Mechta, Vitama Zayin Yomim. The pasuk should have just said, Vitama Zayin Yomim, that she's Tame 7 days. Kimei Nido, Velishtak, talking about a woman who gave birth to a boy. So she only has 7 days. So what is the word of the words devaisatitma teach us? Next Rashi, the rabba shemitamas boyalo kenido the rabba says halilos kiyomim. The loy tema yomim ksiv. Don't say, well, it says yomim, so then only during the day, or the tumult only takes effect during the day. No, even during the night. Vishumochi boya hafsaka. Next Rashi is shivan de kiyim. So I understand, according to Rav, why she needs to have a break of seven clean days. Why? The mimayin domim tamei masi, because the blood she's seeing is coming from mayin tamei, even though right now it's she's technically in the tekufa of a mayin tar. The Torah lo tiharosa, and the Torah determined that she's only tahor achatispar shivan akin until she counts 7 clean days. Kidasev devoisa titma. Okay. So according to Rabbi, I understand why you need 7 clean days. But in top Rashi in Lamed Vav, Ela Levi b'Mashu Usagi, I should only require a Mashu of a Hefsek. It says Rashi, but Tifsek Mashu, she should have a Hefsek. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have them to me. Yeah, the Mayan Domim to me, Amasi. You have to hear him?
Yeah.
The bottom line of Rashi, you are? Yeah, so Rashi says, Mayan Domim Tmei Masi.
Yeah.
No, so Rashi explained, that's why, according to Rav, I need a Hefsek of Zayin Nekiyim. Because otherwise, there's no way for me to say that the blood she's seeing now is Domim Tahirim.
Right, but Mayan doesn't really have a relevance to
Rav. That's what we're saying, right? Because it's all coming from one place, I have no other way or metric of determining that the blood is Dam Tahir. According to Levi, it's Dam Tahir because it's coming from a different Mayon. But according to Rav, there's no other determinant which tells me it's Dam Tar. It's coming from the same ayin as Dam Tame. So how do I make it Dam Tar? So yeah, it's Ayin Nikiyim. Okay, says Rashi in the top of Lamed Vav, the Tifsek Mashu L'achar Shivu Ayin. So let her be Mafsek even a Mashu after the days, after the 2 weeks of Tama. The Nistam HaTame. So that...
A girl.
It's 2 weeks a girl, yeah. The Nistam HaTame. The Tamten Shiva, and let her wait 7 days with Titbol, and then she'll be Titbol. And even if she sees all those 7 days, Yalula b'nekiyim, they would counter her as clean days because the dam she's seeing is dam tar. The whole lav dam tummy, it's not dam tummy. So the point of seven clean days is to be machzik her that she's not seeing dam tummy. But according to Levi, that's not necessary. All I need is have like mashu to be machzik it as not being dam tummy. And then just count 7 days.
Why is it clean? What's the
7 days?
Because
it's even. I think there's a cost of, yeah, 7 days. Yeah. Yeah, 7 days. The question is, do they need to be 7 clean days, though? Because I know, for according to Levi, it's Dam Tar, it's the equivalent of 7 clean days. As Rashi will say soon, it's like a nosebleed. Okay. Says the Shetipsik, next Rashi, Shetipsik Mashahu, La'acha Shivu'ayim Dinakeva, after 2 weeks of Dinakeva, Di B'Sech Shivu'ayim, because if she has a Hefsek Tara during the 2 weeks, Lav Hefsiku, that's meaningless. The Kevon de Chayzer is Viraya, but since she'll see again within the 2 weeks of Tumah, Chazer HaTomeh Lihipaseach. So then the Mayan Tomeh then reopened, so to speak. So it has to be that the Hefsik happens after the 2 weeks are over, or maybe before the 2 weeks are over, but she doesn't see anything anymore. But if she has the Hefsik during the 2 weeks, and then she sees again during the 2 weeks, so then it's still a Mayan Tomeh. Exactly, right. Says the Gemara, Toshema, 4 lines in the top. Yimei Ibura Oidom Lo Limei Minikusa, Yimei Minikusa Oidom Lo Limei Ibura. So the Mishnah over here is discussing a case of a Mesulekes Dam. The Halacha is an issue who's a Mesulekes Dam, so she's considered as being Becheskas, as not seeing Dam anymore, because she's either nursing or because she's pregnant. So, according to one, she... Yeah. Mesulekes Dam means she's removed, so to speak, from blood. So let's say, this halacha is relevant for even nowadays. Let's say a woman has a ves kavua, which is not as uncommon as you might think, because according to many shitas, a ves kavua doesn't have to be mamash the same day. It's like within a certain number of days she sees. So a woman has a ves kavua, so that means she has to be chayshish every month for those days, even midoraisa, according to many rishonim. So it's much more chomer. And if she does a bediga, it's too bad. She's got to go back and do a bediga. It's much more chomer than a ves enu kavua. So, but if she becomes pregnant or she's nursing, so then the halacha is, the mechaber says that for the first 3 months, if she doesn't see anymore, which is typically what will happen when a woman's pregnant, so she's mesulekes dam, so she doesn't have to be choshish for that oina anymore, for those vestas anymore. Right, exactly. It uproots those vestas. So that's you were saying something? But the halacha gramification of mesulekes dam.
Same thing for menopausal women.
Same thing, yes, correct. Right, and when a woman after 3 cycles and not things, then she would be dam. So right, for ves kavo you need 3 times to be oiker the vest, and for ves inu kavo you only need 1 time to be oiker that vest, not have to be cheshiv anymore. What's in the gift for most women nowadays is the ayna beininess. And most acharim treat the ayna beininess as a ves kavo. So that's more chomer than of the other vestas that a woman might observe. Ayna Benis is like 30 days. That's my look. It's 30-31 days, yeah. It just means like the average Ayna. Typically, a woman sees around 30 days, something like that. Okay. Says the Gemara, Toshema. So the halacha, so according to one Chitas Tanoim, we combine let's say she didn't have a Re'iya during she was nursing, and then she became pregnant. So we combine the lack of Re'iyas from the nursing period to the pregnancy period to combine for 3 times of her not seeing that she should be a Mesulekes Dam now. So, Ketzat, how so, says the Mishnah, Hifsik Oshtayim, right, so Hifsik Oshtayim, so let's say she stopped seeing for 2 cycles of Mei Iburim when she was pregnant, and then she had a baby, she started nursing. And 1 cycle during nursing. Shtayim Minikusa, 2 cycles she didn't see while nursing, and then she became pregnant. Achas Mei Iburim, and 1 during when she became pregnant. Achas Umechsa Mei Iburim, 1.5 cycles of Mei Iburim. Achas Umechsa Mei Minikusa, 1.5 during her nursing. They combine to count for 3 cycles where she did not see, and therefore give her a status of a Mesulekes Dam.
Why did I tell you 2 and 1 and 1 and 1.5?
So 1.5 I could hear it, because one of them is not a full cycle even. Half a cycle. So I was thinking maybe it's not Choshev, maybe you wouldn't be mitzari for that. But 2 and 1, perhaps you would have had a Havamina that although both independently count towards being Mesulekes Dam, but you would say that they're coming for 2 different reasons. So to combine, to create a chazak of mesulekes dam, I need all three oinis to be coming from this for the same reason, for the same siba. And so let's say, so I would have thought that I can't count one cycle of Yemei Minikusa of nursing and two cycles of Yemei Ibura.
One half you could?
No, that also. I'm telling you what the chiddush is. The chiddush is because ultimately they're not coming, these are chazakas, but they're coming for different reasons. The reason why a woman doesn't see Yemei Ibura or Yemei Minikusa are the two different chazakas. So mechtes is to combine them.
Once you know two and one, don't you know one and a half?
No, because I'm saying that another chiddush is one and a half. But one and a half is one cycle. One and a half cycles is not even a full cycle. It's one plus a half a cycle. Mechtes is to be mitzarif that to combine that with another half a cycle. Maybe I would think I need full cycles to combine with each other.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. But you can go from a neck and become pregnant.
Without ovulating the blood.
Maybe she didn't see any blood. Yeah. Okay. We're saying she was ovulating, so she had blood. So you're saying that she had to have blood.
How could she be in the selective dam from going from a neck to become pregnant?
Yeah.
You can have.
Possible. Okay. Question answered. Yes, it's uncommon. Question answered.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Fine. So that's the brisa. So the Gemara now asks this question. Bishleim olah Rav. I understand according to Rav, Darma Maya Nechadu, the blood is all coming from the same place. Mishumachi by has like shalosh oinus. So then I understand why she needs a hefsek of shalosh oinus to be able to call her a mesulekes dam, that she's a becheskes not seeing dam. El Levi the Amar Shnei Mayonos, and Levi says 2 Mayonos. Lomeli Hefsek Sholosh Oynes V'Mashu Husagi. Why do I need such a long period of Hefsek to create a Chazak of Mesulekes Dam? V'Mashu Husagi. I mean, if you're telling me that Dam Torah and Dam Tami are coming from two different places, so then why do I need three Oynes to be master because Mesulekes Dam? To go from when she had a baby to going to Mayan Torah. So let's see Rashi over here. Rashi will explain. Says Rashi. Yemei Ibura Oylema, the Parakama Amrinon, in the first parak we say, Muberesume Niko Shabrul al Gimel Oynes, Verosa Daya Shaita. So I mentioned an application that's more contemporary, but the Gemara is talking about as far as the Tum of the blood. So the Gemara is saying that although there's a Machlokas Tanaim in the first Mishnah Nido, how far back you suspect Tumah when she sees blood. But everybody agrees, even the opinions that say that you go back 24 hours, Mipkido, Lobakido, whatever the sheet is, everybody agrees that if she's Mesulekes Dam, you're only Mitami, the Dam that she sees from right now. So.
Truma.
Right, correct. So what do we need in order, what is required in order to be able to say the Dam is only Tami from right now? She needs three oinus, three cycles where she didn't see anything. And then everybody agrees, all the time in the Mishnah agree, that the Dam she sees when she's Mesulekes Dam is only Dayashaita, meaning that the Dam is only Tami from right now. We don't retroactively are not mitamir, right? Oylun lo. Kolomer says Rashi mitzar from lemei minikusa. They combine for the days of her nursing. Kigon hoyse meiniko v'hischila lifts. Like let's say she was nursing, and then she stopped v'nisabra, and then she became pregnant. V'hishlima gimel oynos, and she was mashlam three oynos mitzar from lemei ibur lemei minikusa. So those days combine. So Bishleim olah Rav Amar Maya Nechad Hu Mishum Hachi says Rashi. Mishum Hachi muberes shehischila lahafzik v'yolda. I understand why, according to Rav, a woman who is pregnant and she was mafsik and seen dam, and then she still needs to complete those three oinus during Yemei Minikusa. Shilotira acharle the klum, that we're talking about where she had a baby, and right in order to be a mineka, she had to have a baby. Shilotira acharle the klum, so that she shouldn't see even after Leda anything. And then we could say, so she was mashklim the three oinus, the three cycles, for not seeing to be a mesulekes dam. The dam leda loy masik l'shalosh oinus. So you say, well, what do you mean? She saw blood when she gave birth. So no, that's not a problem. The blood from the birth itself does not pose a problem, a barrier in terms of her creating this chazak of gimel oinus. Because it's harkinam parakama dam nido luchur v'dam leda luchur. The Gemara and Daf Yud already explained that. Aval achar leda, but the question is after she gives birth. I chazoy if she sees lo yishlima gimel oinus. So according to Rav, she did not meet the necessary requirement of three. Bloodless cycles. And so then she's going to be metam if she sees blood 24 hours retroactively. Because she's not mesulekes dam. So according to Rav, I understand why there's a requirement that even after she gives birth, why she still needs to complete the gemel oinus, because the blood she's seeing is still fundamentally from the same ions, mayan tame. But Ella Levi says, Rashi, afilu ichazi la'acha shavuayim. So we're talking about she was muberes, so she had one oina while she was pregnant before she gave birth, she didn't see dam. Then she has a baby, and then she sees blood after she has the baby. So if she sees blood after the 2 weeks of her Yomei Tumah are over, that blood is not coming from a Mayan Tumah. So even if she does see blood, though that blood that she sees during Yomei Tara should count for the three cycles of creating a Chazak of Mesulagas Dam. Says Rashi, they have a kilo dami chaytem also. It's like having a nosebleed. A woman has a nosebleed during during Yemei Minikusa. You wouldn't say, oh, she sticks to her chazaka of Mesulag Hazam. No, because when we're talking about Mesulag Hazam, obviously we're talking about dam which is coming from a Mekar Tameh. But according to Levi, where the blood is coming from a Mekar Tar, it's the equivalent of having a nosebleed, and nobody's going to say that sticker. What? Yeah, it's not for the 2 weeks of Yemei Tumah, right? So Yemei Tumah stopped. And then
right before this.
Or sorry, you made Tumah.
2 weeks.
Yeah, so that's Dam Lido. So that's not a problem.
Right.
Right, that's not a problem. So now she wants to complete the counting of the three cycles after Yom Tumah are over. When? No, so there has to be a stop. Otherwise, we can't be massacred from a Mayan Tar. So there's a stop. But that's all that's necessary, just a stop. I don't need another two cycles. So that's the Gemara's question for Levi. So back in the Gemara again answers, tweaking the lashon a little bit. This is what the Mishnah Bryce is saying. She needs to be mafsik a mashu to count for three oinos. So basically, we're saying you're right. She doesn't need bepoyel to actively not see for three cycles. It's enough that she's mafsik even a little bit, and then that's the equivalent of three oinos that you would have by another woman.
At the same time, right?
Yes, right. Okay.
There's something physically stopping.
Or physiological, yes. Physically stopping. There's something else that's triggering the blood.
What benefit does she get from
Shalosh? So it creates a chazaka, that she's not seeing dam anymore.
I get it.
Yeah.
And
also she doesn't have to be chashish for any vestas. No, any vestas. Okay. Just look at Rabbi Kiva Eger 1 second. In the Gilgal HaShas, Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the question. I made one mistake, and that's my mistake is Rabbi Kiva Eger's question. You were raising a good point. The first 2 weeks of Yemei Tumah, is she seeing or not seeing? So I assume that's all called Dam Leda, so it doesn't matter if she sees. Rabbi Kiva Eger says not that way. Kivager says no. We have to be talking about where she did not see any blood for 2 weeks, and it was right after the immediate birth. She did not see any blood for 2 weeks. That's what Kivager assumes, because otherwise, if she saw blood, so then she broke her chazaka of not seeing for gemalinus. What? Lady Yavesta? And the Mishnah sounds like it's talking about all cases. It doesn't sound like that. So if you look at the Gilgal HaShas, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks this question. He says, the Gemara says, according to Levi over here, Tzricha Shetifzik Mashahu, she has to break for a Mashahu, in order to be Mashik herself as seeing from a Mayon Tahor. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Hach Mashahu Eino Muvan L'chayra. The Gemara's language of Mashahu, I have it on the bottom right, it's the Gilgal HaShas on the side of the Gemara. Hach Mashahu Eino Muvan L'chayra. The Gemara's language of Mashahu really doesn't seem to make any sense. The Al Korchach B'loy Rosa Kol Yemei Leida. We have to be talking about what she didn't see for the entire Yemei Leida. The Imloy came because if she saw during the first 2 weeks, Hachriya Gufa had the Hefzik. Then that thing of blood itself is a Hefzik, because of Gimelonis. Why? Because the Dafka the Beleida Amino El Dam Leida Luchod Hainu Ma Deyotzi Al Yedei Psichas Akever. When we said earlier in Rashi in the Gemara earlier in Daf Yud that Dam from Leida doesn't mess up her Chazak of Gimelonis, that's talking about Dam which comes up Bishas Leida by the moment of the Psichas Akever when the uterus opens by the delivery. But during the first 2 weeks that she sees blood, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, of course that's going to mess up her chazaka, it's going to be soiser. Came into me Mayan Tummy, it's coming from a Mayan Tummy the first 2 weeks, even according to Levi. So Pshita the Masik, Logar Mitam Tayer. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, he doesn't understand. What does the Gemara mean? It's not a Mashu, she has to be Masik for 2 weeks. Because if she sees blood at any time during those first 2 weeks after the Leda, that messes up her counting of Gemaloinus. So why is the Gemara say Loshan Mashu? It's not a Mashu, it's 2 weeks. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Yeah.
So how long is it with that at birth? And let's say it never stops after that. Is that that's not that, when does dam later be stopped and become dam nida?
Oh no, Sir Bikina Yor says the moment the uterus closes. And it was after the actual later.
Even if it's bleeding the whole time.
So, I'm saying whatever dam comes out, b'shas the leida, that's dam leida. Everything else, everybody, we all acknowledge that whatever dam comes afterwards also comes from the uterus. But the unique definition of dam leida is b'shas p'sichas lekevra the leida. What?
That's
Rabbi Kivayger. That's Rabbi Kivayger. I mean, yes, I assume no. The whole 2 weeks, you know, was considered dam leida. I'm wrong. Rabbi Kivayger, ad kadekach, he says the Gemara's lashon is simply, you know, movement is a strong language. It's like the Gemara's lashon doesn't make any sense. Zichas she says like mashu. That's not true. She has to be masik for 2 weeks. Why does the Gemara say only a mashu?
Right.
So I think the Chazanish says over here, if I understood it correctly, Chazanish is a very hard sefer to understand. The Chazanish says that, like he's marchik the kasher Riki Veger, he says that the Gemara means tzricha shetitzik mashahu. It means, I think he says the equivalent of a mashahu. The equivalent, he says, after the 2 weeks of dam nida dam tuma, so if she's masik mashahu at the beginning of the yemei tahara, so now she's mochsuk. I think he says that in a chinami, that she could see for 2 weeks. All we require is that she's masik b'mashu after the Yemei Tumah conclude to consider herself as now seeing Dam Toyer, Femayin Toyer. And once she has that, so then she has, that's the equivalent of Gimelinus. I think he says something along those lines.
Could there be a far that those 2 weeks of bleeding is not Machmas regular Nida, it's Machmas Beleda, and it's associated with Beleda.
Yeah, so that seems to be, I don't know, Rabbi Kivayger, you're... That seems to be understood by Rabbi Kivayger. That's not true. You know, so I'm not going to question his havan of the halachah of nida. That's the Gemara's Mimcha. Dam Leida is during the time of Leida. Dam Leida. You know, it's nothing. You're right. I mean, you could say it's Dam Leida for like 6 months afterwards if you really want. Yeah.
It's minimum of 2 weeks.
Well, it's for a maximum of 2 weeks. And as the Yemei Tumah only continue for 2 weeks. After that, it's Yemei Tahara.
Okay, but for 2 weeks, even if she doesn't see blood, even if there's a hefsek,
yeah.
His tummy,
Dam Nida,
if it comes again within
2 weeks. Yes, within 2 weeks. Yeah, that's right.
Is this a famous for Reiki
Vegas? Nothing famous about me. I don't know anything. What? What's that? What?
The average Kol guy asked
how much blood average Nida. The average Kol guy doesn't learn B'nai's Kusa. They learn Daf Deis, Daf Yod, they learn Haroya Kesem. No, I shouldn't say. I don't know. No, these sigis typically are not like there's not so halacha lamaisa, so they're not like you know. Some kohel might learn a second seder, but nice kusim. That's true. They might.
What would they say?
I can't speak for anybody else. I can't speak for myself. I don't know. You let me know. Is that the hate? Okay, so ask him if they learn a nice kusim. Some do, some don't. Yeah.
So you're referring to the one during the Yemei
Tumah
as Dam Nida.
Yes.
Blood, which is there as a
for these intents and purposes, right? The truth of the matter is, it would be it's just blood. But okay. The term we use is damnida. Yeah, has a status of damnida. Is what I mean. Yeah.
I don't like that because it's not
damnida. I mean, it comes from the makar, so it's dam tummy, which comes from the makar. Why is that not damnida?
So
there's
a nosebleed. It's just a longer
time. It's what?
So there's a nosebleed. So it's just a longer
coming from a different market.
It's not. I hear what you're saying.
That's fine. I could take that. Okay. Says the Gemara. So Toshima, so we bring another raya. The Shoven Biroya Acher Dam Toyar, so both Bishami and Bishil agree, according to this braisa, that what she sees after Dam Toyar, Shadayo Shaito. That when she sees blood, the blood is only tummy from right now when she saw it. We're not metami retroactively, 24 hours, or Bikido, Bikido. So the Gemara says, "Bishleim olalevi." Da'i shaita means that normally when a woman sees blood, so in times of Chazal, so there's a machlokas tanaim. We don't assume that the blood only came right this moment. We assume it was here already. The question is, for how long do we assume the dam was here? One shita says 24 hours.
Mayon or somewhere else.
What?
Was Mayon or somewhere?
No. Just a regular case. A woman sees blood. You know, not childbirth. Not she sees blood. Yeah. So for how long do we assume the blood was here? She goes to the bathroom, she sees blood on her clothing. So the question is, well, do we assume the blood was here, you know, let's say the blood was here for 24 hours. So then anything she touched 24 hours is tummy. So saying that's true normally when she's not misulak as dam. But in the case where she's misulak as dam, let's see like over here. After dam toyar, so everybody agrees, Dayashaita, the blood is only tummy from right now. So Bishleim Levi, I understand according to Levi, the Amar Shnei Mayonosein, who says that it's coming from two places. Bishum Hochi Daya Shaita. That's why Daya Shaita by woman after childbirth, the new Mayon is Mayon Atar. So why I can't go backwards and say that it's Tame because right now it's Tar. El Rav Damer Mayon Echadu, but according to Rav, that it's coming from the same place. Am I Daya Shaita? Why are you saying Daya Shaita? If she's seen blood and the blood is coming from the same place as the Mayon as Dam Tame, so why don't we go backwards and be Mitami her? The time in the eighth lays, let's be mitami for the last 24 hours, since it's ultimately the dam came from Mayan Tame. So the Gemara answers, the Lekoshahus, we're talking about where there wasn't enough time, there wasn't even 24 hours. In other words, after the Yemei Tahara concluded, the case of the Braisa is after the Yemei Tahara over, so after 80 days, Yemei Tahara, she sees blood for the first time after 80 days. Right, 81. So the Halacha is Dayashaita. In fact, the Gemara, according to Rav, but it's all Mayan Echad. So it shouldn't make a nafkamina that the fact that she's seen blood now after 81 days is the first time when she's seen blood during Yemei Tuma. It's fundamentally the same blood as she saw during Yemei Tahara. So the LMI is exeris hakosav that when you see blood during this time, you have to be mitamiya. But if it's fundamentally the same blood, so I should be mitamiya retroactively, at least 24 hours. Because the blood is coming from the same place, and the Torah decreed that this blood is Tameh, so then, because I saw it now during Yemei Tomo, so why shouldn't I be Mitami El Mafir 24 hours? The Gerez HaKosav is that blood that I see now is Tameh. Okay, so I'm fulfilling it, the blood is Tameh now. The question is, how far back do I go? Now that I know the blood is Tameh...
Gerez HaKosav before that, it was Katoa.
No, so you must understand, the Gerez HaKosav is that when I see blood during this Tkuf of Yemei Tomo, the blood is Tameh now. I assume the blood is tummy. That means that because I saw it out of the blood is tummy, so let me be. So that means that if I assume that the blood was here yesterday, since I didn't see it yesterday, I only saw it today, that blood is tummy starting from yesterday. The Gnesa Kosovo is when I see the blood. So I saw it today. It's tummy blood.
Let's say if you saw blood on day 39,
yeah.
Say day 79 for
yeah.
A girl,
yeah.
It's tar.
Because I saw it on day 39, day 79. So this blood I saw on day 81 or on day 41. The Gdeis HaKosav is, that makes the blood Bechetza Tomei. Now the blood is inherently Tomei, so why don't I assume that the blood was already here for some time? You're right, had I seen the blood 24 hours ago, it wouldn't have been a problem. But I did, I saw it now. And the Gdeis HaKosav says that right now it's inherently Tomei, so I have to assume that if it was here yesterday, then I was metami things yesterday.
What's the cutoff point? Is it Meis L'Eis from Fila? What happened? This was Fila Bais.
No, Meis L'Eis from when the 80 days or 40 days are over, when they conclude. So let's just see the rash.
Why should we assume it was here already? Maybe it spontaneously happened now.
So the Gemara, the beginning of Nidah, the Gemara gets into that discussion. You know, the Gemara discusses. You know, it has to do with the Sugya of Chazakas. But really, you're right. Midrabbana. It's only Chumra Midrabbana. It's not Midoraisa. Midoraisa, we say she has a Cheska Tyra, so we assume it's only coming from when she sees it. So it's a Chumra Midrabbana.
Does she bring the carbon after 81 days?
She does. Yes.
The mikvah for that?
She does.
She goes to the mikvah.
Yeah, I'm saying, but maybe she didn't bring it right away. I don't know. She didn't go to the mikvah yet, for whatever reason. Okay, so let's just see Rashi. Elo l'rav d'amr mayan echot, who says, Rashi, lav r'yo rishoynehi. This is not considered her first seeing. V'harei hochzik abedomim. So she's not misu like a dam. According to Rav, the dam that she was seeing throughout the Yemei Tahara are considered bona fide re'is from the same mayan. So she never reached the point where she was misu like his dam. So why are we not extrapolating backwards and saying that this dam was already here? That was the whole reason why we say Daya Shaita because she's misu like his dam. Quite so, she's not misu like his dam. She was seeing throughout the Yemei Tahara. So yes, of course, if that blood was tahar. But it's not enough. It's not enough. But according to Rashi, you can't say that she's misu like his dam. She's seeing dam from the same Mayan Tomei. Okay. Says Rashi, the lekha shehus kigon shiros labiyam shmoinim ve'echod. So we're talking about the cases. The Gemara says in the Chanami, the Rav, you would go backwards 24 hours. The case of this Mishnah, Rashi says, which she saw 81. She saw on day 81, miyad right away. The lekha lomer me'is leis. There's no 24-hour period. The afu will have a me'esmal ki ha'edna beveis hachis and dam taharu. Oh, so no, I made a mistake. You're right. That we're saying that there's less than 24 hours between the conclusion of the Yemei Tahara. And the beginning of the Yemei Tuma, to be able to say that 24 hours back, it's Tumei. That's what Gemara's answering. Gemara's answering like they're saying. That there's less than 24 hours have passed. So even if we were to go 24 hours back, it wouldn't bother us because the dam at that point would have been tar. That is the Gemara's answer, like you're saying. That's the Gemara's answer. But normally we would say that, let's say she sees on day 84, So you say, okay, well, Mimai and Tomei, she's not Masud like Adam, so we would be Mitamir 24 hours backwards, 24 hours before.
So it's outside of the Tahara period.
Yeah, yeah. As long as there's 24 hours outside of the Yemei Tahara that we can go backwards, then we would be Mitamir. The case of this Baisa is the reason why we're not being Mitamir backwards is because 24 hours backwards is during Yemei Tahara, and there the blood indeed would have been tar. Okay.
Sir, Rabbi Marcus, did you skip the previous two Rashis?
Did I skip? It's possible. Maybe even likely. Let me see. Yes, I did. Thank you for pointing that out. My boss call. Appreciate it. Says Rashi, so the Gemara is assuming now in its question that even if she sees Dam for the first time a couple of days into the Yemei Tumah, going Shalai Rasa Ad Yom Shemayim Ba'arbo Tishim, she saw only the 84th day or 90 days. So Bishleim Olalevi says Rashi Damar Shneim Ayonot Sei Mishum Ochi Dayashaita. That's why it's Dayashaita. Shari Domel Mesulokin. So according to Levi, she indeed is Mesulok Dam. Shekama Yomam Sheobru V'Lai Rasa Adam. There are multiple days have passed, and she didn't see blood Mimayin Zeh from this Mayan. V'havi lo Re'iyah Rishonim. So now the new Re'iyah is from a new Mayan. V'dayashaita. V'miniko Me'arba Noshim Hu D'dayashaita Re'iyah Rishonim. And then Menekes is a woman who was one of the four women who's considered Dayashaita. So, but El Rav, okay, so then the next two Rashis we saw already. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So the Gemara said, you're right, we're talking about the Lekha Shehos. Less than 24 hours have passed since the conclusion of the Yemei Toma, of the Yemei Tar, rather. So if we were to go back to more than 24 hours, she'd be Tar anyways. In fact, the Gemara asks, who's the Tami Mipkido Lepkido? Why are we Mitami her Mipkido Lepkido? Mipkido Lepkido means from the current checking that she did from one Bedika to the previous Bedika. So in other words, that you could do. And we're assuming that she did at least one bedika since the time of the Yemei Tahara had concluded.
It was less than 24 hours. So
even though it was less than 24 hours, right, but she still did one bedika in between.
Right after the 81st day.
Yes. Okay. So why don't we mitami at least like that? The Gemara answers, Kevin de me'es la'es la'ka mi'pkida li'pkida nami lo'gozer barabonon. Chazal made it like one entity of Xero. That wherever it's possible to be mitami a woman me'es la'es, we're mitami her mi'pkida li'pkida if there's no me'es la'es. The opinion of the Mishnah, the opinion of the Chacham is, you go whatever was sooner, the last bedika she did or 24 hours. So either one, that's how we're mitami her retroactively. So the Chacham maintain, that's how he passed it, the Chacham maintain that there's only Xero Midrabon being mitami her to the last Bedika if it's also possible theoretically to be mitami her 24 hours retroactively. But if that's not possible because 24 hours backwards was still Yemei Tahara, we're not going to be mitami her Mibkido Lebkido even if the previous Bedika she did was already during Yemei Tumah. And it was the two go hand in hand. We're not going to apply one without the other. So if Me'ez Leis is not applicable because it was Yemei Tahara, then Mibkido Lebkido wouldn't apply either.
After you make Toyhara.
Yep.
She doesn't see.
Okay.
We give her that?
Give her what?
So wait, what's the Dayashaita only from now?
Mm-hmm. Dayashaita, yeah.
We don't look at the Pekita, even though it was
right.
Shorter than Ace Lace?
Correct. Since Me'ez La'ez would not be possible to be with Tamihar, since Me'ez La'ez was Yemei Tahara, so Mepkita Lepkita, we're not going to be with Tamihar either, Midrabanan. And we're going to say Dayashaita. That she's only tummy from when she sees the dam. Okay, says Rashi. Utatami mipkidu lepkidu. Says Rashi. For example, let's say she checked during the morning. She found she was tummy. Tatami tahara shal arvis. The tahara she touched the previous night should be tummy. V'hocha leko lamemar de leko shahos. You can't say the leko shahos. The afilu mipkidu lepkidu leko. Tzuricha lamemar dayashaita. I mean, because if we're talking about a case where there was no bedika done between the conclusion of Yemei Tahara and Yemei Tumah, then it's obvious, of course it's Dayashaita. There's no benchmark to be mitami here backwards to. So that's what Rashi's saying. That's why the Gemara understood. Clearly the Braisa has to be talking about where at least there was a bedika, one bedika done before she found the blood. Because if there wasn't, of course it's Dayashaita. There's simply no other measurement to be mitami here backwards to. There's no Me'ez La'ez and there's no previous bedika.
But the chakras of Yemei Tahara? During Yemei Tumah?
No, Yemei Tumah, Yemei Tumah. She found in the morning of Yemei Tumah.
So let's say day 81 in the morning, she checked.
No, day 82 in the morning, she checked.
82 in the morning, she checked.
Oh, so day 81 in the morning, she checks, right. And the previous night, she did a bedika also.
After
it's safe. So the Yemei Tahara were over. So the more thing, be mitami or at least back to the night before, when she did a bedika. Okay. So says the...
Why do we do that?
Why do we do what?
don't go back to that.
No.
Because the idea of going back to the last bedikah hinges upon our ability to say that she was tummy 24 hours retroactively also. And that's impossible because I was during Yemei Tara. Okay, so says the Gemara, Toshima. Toshima. Yoledes Bezoiv, Shesofra Veloitova, a Yoledes, who had a Yoledes Bezoiv, so she had a lady during Yemei Ziva. So she counted 7 clean days, Veloitova, she didn't do tefillah. Verosa, then she saw, what's a halacha? Hochel b'shami l'shitosan v'shil l'shitosan. So b'shami hold that she's only tummy midrabbana, b'shil hold she's tummy midoraisa. Like we saw earlier on Alehim and Bey, that according to b'shil, she has to do a tefillah. If she doesn't do a tefillah, it's tummy midoraisa. According to b'shami, no. As long as she has the counting of the days, that's enough. She doesn't need a tefillah midoraisa. At least for l'gabi d'dam. So b'shleim of the Gemara says, I understand according to Rav Amar Mayan Echad, who says that Mayan Echad mishumochem mitamei lach liyavish. Makes sense. Why b'shil's mitamei her midoraisa? Because fundamentally from the same Mayan tummy. El Levi, Damar Shnei Mayonosin, but according to Levi, who says that it's coming from two different places, the blood, Amay Metame Lach V'Yovish, why is she Tame Midoraisa? She was mafsik, she had 7 clean days, so why she didn't go to the mikvah? But right now we see it's coming from Mayan Tar, so why is she Tame Midoraisa? Amaloch Levi, Anadami Kitana Deshavin. Levi says, I go like the previous Braisa, the last Braisa, the last Tashma, the previous Tashma we said was Veshavin, Bereya Achadam Tar, Shadaya Shaita. Levi says that the previous Braisa maintains, not like this Braisa, the previous Braisa maintains that even in Beis Hillel, she indeed would be Tar Midoraisa. And so Levi says, I have a Tana that holds like me. This Brisa, you're right, does not say like me, but the previous Brisa does. Previous Brisa says, Vishovin, both Bisham and Bishil agree, that it's Dayashaito, which means that we see that it's two Mayonas. We see that it's two Mayonas. But in Khanami, the Tana, this Brisa maintains that it's one Mayan. That's what Levi's saying. Let's see, Rashi. Uvishil Lashitosan, the Chosman Shaloi Tovlo. So long as she was not Tovel, Metami Lach V'yavish, she's Metami Lach V'yavish. So the Gemara asks, Valkevon the Sofra, says Rashi, Achre Meileda, but once she counted, Vade Posak. So that's a Hefsek, the Kasher Levi. So it's from a Mayan Tor. So Levi says, the next Rashi, in third white line, Kitana de Shoven. I hold like the Tana of the previous Baisa, the last Toshma the Gemara brought. The Omer Leel that we said, V'shoven B'roy, Achardam Tor, Shaddai Yishaito. Says that both that everybody agrees that after she sees after all the Tanoim of Mishnah Daf Beis agree that she sees after, which include Beisham Beisil, by the way, that she sees after Dam Toya, that's Dayashaito. V'ano Akimna and Levi said, I hold the Brisa talking about B'di'iko Shos, where even if there is a possibility of being Mitami Herla Mafriya 24 hours, V'afibu Hochi Dayashaito Alma Shnei Mayonos, and you see that it's two Mayonos. So Levi's saying, really, the two Brises disagree. Okay, says the Gemara, just try to get to the close to the bottom as we can. So the Gemara asks, or an alternative answer, you could say this Brice is talking about Bishrafas. So it's really still from the same Mayan Tomek. So that's why Beis Hillel is just telling me the Raisa, right? We saw that answer already on the Lamed Hayom Beis. Correct the Gemara about Sofra Kotani, but did we not say that she counted? So how could he say Shafas means she saw a continuous flow? Well, if she saw a continuous flow, she can't. It's not possible to have counted 7 clean days. The Gemara answers, Hachab Yoledes Nakeva Bezeiv Askinan. We're talking about where she had a girl during Yemei Ziva. So what happened? The Shavua Kama Poska. So the first 7 days after the Leida, she counted clean days. Shavua Basra, the second 7 days of the Yemei Toma, Loi Poska, then she saw again. So Bishami has a shita. Bishami holds the kosover yemei leidosa she'ein roya behen oilun on the sphere zivosa. Bishami holds that even the days of yemei tuma that she counts that are clean days, they count for 7 akim. Even if she sees afterwards for the yemei tuma, they count for 7 akim. And therefore, when she begins the yemei tahara, so according to Levi, she's good. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Ravina sets Ravashi, Amalei Rav Shemin Misachra. Shemin Misachra told us, Ikla Marzutra La Asrin. Marzutra came to our town, Vidar, she was Darish, Hilchazak Avasei, the Rav Lachumra, the Hilchazak Avasei, the Levi Lachumra. We passed in Lachumra like both Rav and Levi. As the Gemara earlier in Lamahema Bey said, their scenarios were Rav is Lachumra and were Levi's Lakula, and vice versa. We go to Lachumra in both cases. Ravashi, Ravashi says, Hilchazak Avasei, the Rav Ben Lakula Ben Lachumra. Ravashi says, no, we passed like Rav across the board, whether Lakula, whether Lachumra. And Darish Maremar, Hilchazak Avasei, the Rav Ben Lakula Ben Lachumra. Marimar said the halacha like Rav also bin the kula bin the chumra. The Gemara says the halacha the halacha lemaisis kavasei the Rav bin the kula bin the chumra. That's the halacha lemaisa. So says Rashi the hasafa katoni. So Rashi veiloi posak hichi sofra. If she didn't stop, then how did she count if she was shifas? Well, Mishani, the Gemara answers loylam b'shifas mei tuma li mei toyar. We're talking about really there was a continuous flow from the end of yemei tuma to yemei toyar. Usira hachi havei, but the counting of 7 clean days happened like this. If she had an akeva, which has 2 weeks of Yemei Tumah, during Yemei Ziva, Yemei Tumah is Leida Shnei Shavuayim, and the weeks of Tumah for a girl are 2 weeks. Upaska shvua kama. So for the first week, she didn't see anything. Vizuhi svirasa, and that counts as her svira. The kasover yamei leidasa she'ena roya behen oyin la svira zivasa. Bishami holds that during yamei leida that she doesn't see, that also counts for yamei sviras of counting for a ziva. Shvua sheni, then the second week, loy paska. The chosav and iftach mayin tame, and then the mayin tame reopened. And from the second week to the third week, she had a continuous flow. And that's why she's mitami deraisa lebitil. The homi mayin tamei also because that blood is coming from mayin tamei. The Torah lo tiarosa elabi biyomi tefillah and chorte bisil. Torah will mitai her with days and tefillah in the mikvah. Ula b'shami chorte b'shami tar. She's tar. The biyomi tali rachamana. It only depends on her counting on the days. Those days of Yimei Tumah have been completed. That's why the Gemara said, "Retaima Yoledes Nekeva," because the Yolda Zohar, you don't have this scenario. She can't count 7 days and then see 7 days in Tumah because the Yimei Tumah of a Zohar only 7 days to begin with. Okay, should we stop over here? Okay. Three Rashi's you missed, but we're at the Mishnah. Yeah,
it comes from one source, right?
Yes, mine echo.
So, but he's that, and if it goes, even if there's no stop in the flow from Tamei, he's not bothered by the fact that it's
right. It's Tikkun Tzav, yeah. Tikkun Tzav, right.
Hillel is bothered by that. Hillel.
Well, not necessarily. That's Machlokas Rav and Levi, whether Hillel was bothered by that or not. In other words, Rav and Levi have a disagreement what the understanding of Shita's Bishil is. In Levi's saying that, at least according to one Braisa, Hillel does hold that that is Mayan Echad. But Levi says, I have another Braisa which says that Hillel agrees with me, that it's not Mayan Echad, it's Shtei Mayonos. That's part of their Machlokas. What does Bais Hillel hold?
Yeah.
Okay, see, my pleasure. The requirement to count 7 clean days. Because even Beishami agrees that by Ziva she needs 7 clean days. So that's where the Gemara's question comes in. So why does it need to be 7 clean days? It should just be a mashu according to Levi.
Yeah.